After 7 years of intensive lobbying, the Czech gay and lesbian community has finally come close to reaching its goal. On Thursday, the upper house of parliament, the Senate, passed a bill that would give legal recognition to single-sex partnerships. If the bill is signed by the president, the Czech Republic would become the first post-communist state to legalize gay marriage. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
The bill on same-sex partnerships would give gay and lesbian couples some of the advantages of a traditional marriage. They would have inheritance rights, the right to be informed about the other's health, and the right to raise children, although it would not allow adoption. But first and foremost, it is a bill that spells acceptance and that places homosexuals on an equal footing with a heterosexual majority. Tereza Kodičková, a spokesperson for the Gay and Lesbian Initiative, who lobbied for the bill in Parliament, explains how they managed to convince MPs to vote for the bill.
Well, I think actually that the most important thing was that they actually saw us. And that they saw that we are no different, that we are just normal people. And then, of course, we used the argument of the European Union a lot, and of equal rights and equal treatment, and the registered partnership in other countries, and the fact that these people are not ill, they are not sinners, they are just citizens like any others. So they have their rights to be treated in the same way the others are.
While the gay community celebrated the outcome of Thursday's vote, the Christian Democrats, who have consistently opposed the bill, expressed their disappointment. Adolf Jilek thinks it was a bad decision.
Pro nás je nepřijatelný v této podobě. Tady chybí jedna věc a to je
The bill is unacceptable for us in its present form. Primarily, there is no acknowledgement of the importance of the family as an institution. Because the raison d'etre of the family is not two people who love each other and wish to be together.
The fear that gay marriages would somehow undermine the traditional role of the heterosexual family couple is a frequent argument against this bill, used among others by representatives of the Catholic Church. We asked Tereza Kodičková to respond.
Well, it depends how you define traditional family, because this bill is intended for people who would never ever enter the institution of heterosexual marriage anyway. Also, the intention of the people who would enter into registered partnership is actually to follow the same values that are in place in marriages. That is, stable relationships, long-term relationships, mutual support and stuff like that. And also, this bill is important for the families of the couples. So, in a way, it actually strengthens their families.
A survey by the CVVM polling agency suggests that 62% of Czechs approve of gay marriages, although only 18% of those would be in favour of allowing single-sex couples to adopt children. So, if the bill is signed by the president, are we going to be seeing a lot of gay marriages here in the Czech Republic? Tereza Kodičková again.
Well, we are hoping that people will go for it, although we know that people are afraid of the consequences of coming out, but we are hoping that they will. And we know that primarily older couples who have been together for ages and ages, they see this as a satisfaction for their long-term suffering under the socialist regime when homosexuality was criminalized. So we do hope that there will be couples entering into registered partnership.
Tereza Kodičková, a spokesperson for the Gay and Lesbian Initiative, speaking there to Daniela Lazarová.